Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. And today is Friday and it's August the 4th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And we're reading in the Big Book. We're on page 98, the second paragraph. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man. And it ends with trusting God and clean house. And we'll just be studying that one paragraph only. Today's readers are 12 Steps, Davalyn E., The 12 Traditions, Terry H., and the readers of the text are Lorraine N., Chanel T., and Julie E. B. Share ID for yesterday, Thursday, August the 3rd, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,503. That's 20503. And for Friday, this morning's meeting, August the 4th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,505. That's 20505. Newcomer greeter is Carla C., and our announcements person is Shelley E. So if you're a newcomer, please stay on till the end of the meeting. OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Davalyn E. to please read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Davalyn.
Good morning, Mo. This is Davalyn, living gratefully and joyfully in recovery in Canada. The 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
And thank you, Davalyn E. from Canada. And I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your service, Mo. My name is Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, and they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. And 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service today. With that, I pass.
And thank you very much, Terry H. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 98, the second paragraph down. It's a short little paragraph, and it starts with burn the idea into the consciousness, and it ends with that he trust in God and clean house. And I will now ask Lorraine N. to get us started. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Mo, and thanks for your service. Good morning, everyone. My name is Lorraine N. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Oregon. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that he trust in God and clean house. Well, what a powerful little paragraph, kind of sums up the whole program in a nutshell. Clean house and trust God. When I work with or read and study this book with others, with sponsees, other women, I absolutely try to drill down on and burn the idea into the consciousness that we must have a higher power that we trust. And that took some time for me, many, many months, in fact. When I first came to Visions 3.5 years ago, I came in with an angry God, and I was very angry at that God of my indoctrination as a kid. But I was so desperate. I was binging every night. I was desperate, frightened, binging every night, sick every day, miserable to people around me, 45 pounds heavier than I am today. Thank you, God. The weight is off of me, and I'm maintaining a normal body weight now for a couple of years, which is a miracle. First time ever in my life I've maintained the same weight for 2 years. So I got a sponsor, and I got a sponsor, and she stressed talking to God. I'd sometimes call and ask her a question, and she would say, "Have you asked God?" And I'd say, "No, I'm calling you to ask you." And she'd say, "No, you know, I want you to sit and ask God." And eventually I did start doing that. And it felt like pretending in the beginning, but I did it anyway. And slowly I began cultivating a relationship with a loving higher power that I have today. And that's what I try to tell my sponsees. I talk about that first, and I talk about it a lot, because that's where my neutrality with food came. And I'm not kidding. That's how it happened for me. I focused more on that, cultivating a relationship all day with a higher power, and the food fell into its rightful place. And the 10th step gives me the gift and the opportunity to keep cleaning my internal house. You know, life happens and problems come up, and I'm my own biggest obstacle sometimes to this. So usually I am. Anyway, I'm going to pass with that. It's a great paragraph, and I look forward to hearing the meeting. So thank you for the opportunity to share. Pass.
Oh, yes, Lorraine, thanks for getting us started. Thank you very much. And so we're on page 98, the second paragraph down. The little short paragraph starts with burn the idea, and it ends with trusting God and clean house. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share who hasn't shared in the last 3 days?
Bruce E.
Bruce E. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
From Florida. Anyone else?
Bonnie B. from Minnesota.
Bonnie B. Nancy J. Nancy J.
Deb E.
Deb E. Okay, Deb.
Julie E. B.
Julie E. B. Okay, let's stop there.
Joan Marie M.
Hi. Oh, Joan Marie. Okay, we'll take you, and then we'll stop there. Joan Marie. All right, I have Bruce E., Bonnie B., Nancy J., Deb E., Julie E. B., and Joan Marie M. Everyone else, please mute your phone except Bruce. Good morning, Bruce.
Well, good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. Lorraine, thanks for that opening paragraph and discussion of that. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, God, that I'm abstinent today and was yesterday and have been for some time. My name is Bruce. I'm a compulsive overeater, recovered in Southwest Florida, and glad to be on the line, glad to be abstinent today. So burn the idea in the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. Well, so, okay, well, how am I going to burn it into this guy's mind unless it's already burned into my mind? You know, so it's got to be set in place. You know, that cornerstone's got to be set in place in me first. I got to understand first that this thing works. And how did it work? Well, it worked because I did what it talks about down here. See, you got to do something, though, right? I can burn the idea in this guy all day long, man. You can make it. You can do it. You can do this. You really can. You really can put the food down. You really, you know. So you can really get well regardless of anyone. Excuse me. It takes doing something, right? I got to do something. So every thought, there's got to be an action that follows it. So the thought is that I can get well regardless of anyone, but the action is I got to trust God and clean house. You know, I got to do something here. You know, I got to trust in a power greater than myself. I can't trust the food didn't work. You know, I used to trust in the food. tried trusting in money, tried trusting in success, tried all that stuff. That stuff didn't work. But the God thing in the cleaning house worked. You know, and I think I'm cleaning the house. I mean, I think we're all cleaning the house just by being on this line, just doing this work, doing this stuff. You know, but I had to get down with my sponsor and read this book every day for a period of time. And then the obsession and the compulsion lifted, and got all the way through the book. Saw that most of the nine-step promises were coming true. And then I was recovered, you know, and it took 25 years to get there. So it shouldn't take 25 years for other people. It really shouldn't have taken 25 years for me. I should have gotten there a lot sooner. But, you know, that's what it took for me. And maybe for somebody else, only take, you know, 6 months in the program or a year or two or whatever. But the idea has to be burnt in that he can get well regardless of anyone. What's this regard? Oh, thank you. What's this regardless of anyone mean? Well, regardless of anyone, it might have hurt him or might be standing away or whatever. So I pass. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Bruce E. I'm going to call you E. Bruce. Bruce E. Up next is Bonnie B., followed by Nancy J. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, my friends. Hi, everyone. Bonnie B. Gratefully recovered today by the grace of God. So grateful to be here. So thankful for this little paragraph. Just started my timer. Sorry for the delay. Yeah, so this is the thing for me is that I came into the program and I had a faith in God. And so the idea of trusting God wasn't such a hard thing. And yet I wasn't cleaning house. And there were so many things that were kept under lock, so to speak. And so I was blocked from God. And so when I sponsor people, what I do is I try to open up my doors so they can see it. You know, I take them to page 31 right out of the chutes. And it says, here are some of the methods I've tried. And I talk about all the things that I have tried. And I connect the fact that I had a relationship with what I consider to be a higher power. It has to be on a different level. It had to be on a different level for me. It couldn't be a namesake only. I can have all the things. I can have the meetings. I can have the sponsor. I can have the big book. I can have all the things, the food plan, nutritionist. I can have all of that. And I had all of that and still was not recovered for many years. It wasn't until I completely abandoned everything to God. And what that looked like for me, that was just honesty. You know, when I did my fourth step, my fifth step, I held things back. I was still so locked into the image management and what would that person think who was telling or who I was telling these things to, getting my value from other people. The only condition is I trust God and I'm honest with regards to what's going on inside of me. He does all the rest. So hard to wrap your head around it when you've worked so hard to try to figure it out yourself and you realize it's as simple as this. It's like the title of the chapter, There is a Solution. There is a solution. It's that simple. Yep, there's a solution. Trust God and clean house. And so I purpose within my heart on a daily basis, and I encourage others, take your eyes off of everything that's eye level. People, places, things, institutions, all of it. It's all a distraction. And fix your eyes back on your God and ask Him to speak to your heart. And then follow after the direction that He gives you. And He'll lead you in the places that you're supposed to go. And everything else, it settles out. And it just takes care of itself. It is, it's living the life, and the big book says it's beyond my wildest dreams. I could never have imagined, as the opening speaker shared, I've been at the same body weight for 3.5 years. How could this be? It's because of God. It has nothing to do with me. On a daily basis, I trust God, and I clean house by working the steps. And I'm so grateful for you guys. Thanks for letting me share today, and have a blessed day, everyone. Bonnie B. from Minnesota. I'll pass.
Thank you, Bonnie B. from Minnesota. Nancy J., followed by Deb E. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. I'm Nancy J., recovered for today, California. Just wanted to express my gratitude, and what an amazing on-point paragraph. And I just want to shout out to my sponsor, who probably is not on this line, but you know, she has just for almost 12 years now reminded me for everything to thank God, ask God, be with God. Well, you know, have you talked to God? Always, always. And morning. You know, I feel for today, I'm just anybody that's struggling with that relationship, or you know, I always have an underlying fear that I'm not good enough. My relationship with God is not like yours. You know, I'm not spiritual enough. You know what? I'm just doing the deal. I'm just doing it anyway. You know, I'm just every day, day in and day out, and some days acting as if, but thankfully anymore, it's really not. And by acting as if, it's like almost like pretending, but just doing the action anyway. I finally have figured out I have a hard time in the morning with meditation, quieting my mind, you know. So I just, you know, I do a little bit of yoga, 10 minutes of yoga in the morning, and then I'm a lot more willing to sit still because I'm a little breathless from my yoga. And it's been a miracle for me with my meditation and prayer, and then read a little bit of the big book and basically prepare for the vision meeting. I read the you know, the paragraph that we're going to talk about, and you know, just day after day of action has just, it just brought me closer. And is it perfect? I doubt it. But yeah, only by God's grace am I abstinent, because I cannot put the food down, no way, no how. And once I pick it up, I can't stop. And by God's grace, I've been out of a horrible relapse for almost 8 months now. It's just mind-boggling. I'm just so, so grateful. And yeah, I think that's all I got. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. Everybody have a blessed day.
Hey, thank you, Nancy J. Up next is Deb E., followed by Julie E. B. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Mo. This is Deb E. I'm in northwestern Montana in the mountains and the fires. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm celebrating today, and I'm celebrating the fact that it was on this day, gosh, how many years ago? 2012, I went to my first OA meeting and realized that I'd come home. Wasn't a vision for you. And it took me a long time to get to this point. But this paragraph really is the summary of where my recovery is now. It's a guideline for me as a sponsor, as was mentioned by Lorraine, our introducing speaker. That the God of my understanding is what I must rely on if I am to recover. Everything else is not going to work. That was my experience for the first several years that I was in this program. The other thing is that I can't rely on anyone, which means I can't rely on sponsors. I can't rely on people who look like they've got it all together. And I think added in there, I always wrote in, or any other circumstance. So there are lots of things that we can come to rely on, programs, efforts, people, places. If I just do this one thing, I give that up now. I know, and I found that the source of my recovery in regard to eating, and I've had other issues where I've had recovery much more simply, but in this situation, I had to turn it over to my Creator. My Creator wants me to live in peace and in joy. And I can only do that if I am following and living in alignment with my powers, my higher powers' will for me. The concept of cleaning house, yeah, I cleaned house before. First inventories were more about me than about what I needed to do. But as I got in alignment with God's will, I saw what that was about. It wasn't about punishment. It wasn't about being bad. It was about recognizing as a human being, with an addiction, I had things to clean up in my past, and I still do every day, and that 10th step helps. You know, I do it as I can, and for that, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for this program and for the calls and for sponsors who've been there and for all of you who share each day. And with that, I'm going to pass.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Up next is Julie E.B., followed by Joan Marie M., and after Joan Marie, I'm going to take another list of names for people to share. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And, you know, these are a couple of paragraphs in this book that really summarize the crux of my problem. You know, I had a consciousness problem. I had an awakeness problem. And my first glimpse of a spiritual experience was when I got to the bottom. I think it's page 27 where it says, you know, that we could either continue on. We come to the point where there's no middle of the road solution. We could either continue on as best we could, blotting out our consciousness, our awakeness to this intolerable situation. And for me, my consciousness, my awakeness, my intolerable situation was just having all my nerves on the outside, living my life for other people, places, and things, having no self at all. I'm not today. I have a self and a self that can be generous and giving. But at that point, I just my only awakeness was how I was acting. I was the actor, and I needed reassurance constantly. And you know, I'm still working on that. I still want God to give me reassurance through other human beings all the time, and outcomes which are not the things that I can change, but. This idea of consciousness just woke me up because it's our awakeness. And the other choice given in that paragraph is or seek spiritual help. So if I'm seeking spiritual help, I'm becoming awake to something else. So then we're in the words of the 11th step that we become increasingly awake. And so burn the idea into my awakeness that I can get better. Other people, places, and things, my life circumstance, they may hit me hard. They may be painful. I've had a lot of losses this particular year, and sometimes I don't feel like myself and the person that I have become with my 6.5 years of entire abstinence and my time of recovery in this program. But I can get well. I can be well today, regardless of any other person, place, or thing, because I can trust the higher power. I'm awake, not just to my other people, places, and things and circumstances. I'm awake to a higher power who cares, like the third step says, who cares. And I can clean house. And when I make a mess, I say I'm sorry, and I move on. And that means I don't have to brace. I don't have to control everything around me. Because when I make a mess, God shows me and I keep cleaning up. And it's really painful for me lately, but I'm really grateful that I can keep it simple. Trust God, clean house. Simple to say, but we need all of us to working together to learn trust. Thanks for letting me share in the past.
Thank you very much, Julie E.B. Before I take Joan Marie, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 98, second paragraph down. Burn the idea into the consciousness of every man, and it ends with that he trusts in God and clean house. And after Joan Marie, I will take another list of names. Good morning, Joan Marie. Press star one. Oh, there you are.
There I am. Yes, Joan Marie M. from Nevada, recovered by the grace and power of God. You know, before I speak or listen, I always say a prayer that, you know, God knows hearts and I don't. May I speak His will. And so as simple as that, before I would always try to figure out what I'm going to say, and then I'd miss what everybody else was saying. And today I just keep it simple, trust God, clean house. And I couldn't wait to get back on the line today. I listened to the earlier one because it was all about God. And this program is all about God. You know, as I do His will, my life is so much easier, so much fulfilling and happiness and joy. Do I have sorrow sometimes? Yes, I lost my husband recently. Well, and you know, it was funny because when I was asked yesterday to do a newcomer meeting, and it was like the last minute type of thing, and I could not stop crying through the whole thing. And I remember when I first came into the rooms, and we used to have to go up in front of everybody behind a podium, you know how hard that was. And so, but I would cry all the time, and I would hate that. When am I going to stop crying? Well, here I am, full circle around. I'm still crying, but it's out of gratitude for what my God has done for me. I could not stop eating again, time and time again, doing the same thing, eating the same things, and expecting something different. Insanity. Now today, I have freedom from the bondage to food, freedom in every area of my life. And when I begin to speak, it's not has to be perfect or listen to everybody else and comparing. No, I know that God works through me and through all of us. So if you have something to say, you know, don't worry about what you sound like or what you don't sound like. It's God's, you're God's voice on this earth. You're God's hands and feet. And so with that, I just say I am so grateful. You know, when I spoke at the newcomers meeting, I had like 12 minutes left. And, you know, I was done. This is what God gave me to say. But then there were questions, and then I was able to say more about it. So I guess what I'm trying to say more than anything, that your voice counts. Your voice does count. Yes, thank you. I can't believe I made it the whole time. All right. Yeah. God bless everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So those who'd like to share today that haven't shared in the last 3 days?
Babylonia A.
Tanya M.
Wait. I got Babylonia.
Audrey M.
Audrey.
Elaine.
Liz A.
I got, there was another one. Elaine?
Yes. Elaine F. Yes.
Elaine
Anna
F.
And Julie K.
And Julie? Was
K.
it Julie?
Julie K.
Julie
yep.
K. Julie?
Julie K. Yep. Thank you.
All right. I better stop there. I don't know if I have time for everybody, but I got Babylonia A. Audrey M.P., Liz A., Elaine S., and Julie K. I'm sorry I didn't get everybody in, but if we have time, we'll squeeze you in. If not, call on Monday. All right, everybody silence their phone except Babylonia. Good morning, Babylonia.
Good morning, everybody. Very grateful for this meeting. It's kept me recovered for a year and 7 months, so yay. I just wanted to speak about being filled with God, because so sometimes we think the bad things that happen to us are the worst things that could ever possibly happen to us. But honestly, for me, they always turn out to be the best things that could ever happen to me. For example, I was compulsively exercising, then I got injured and I couldn't exercise, and I thought it was the worst thing that could happen to me. But during that time, I found this stillness within myself, and my brain healed in a way, because I let go of another compulsion, and I found this self-esteem and this reliance on God, where like every morning I would wake up with this like joy, and throughout the day I would be singing to God and so just filled with God's love, and it was really filling me and building my confidence. And then my injury healed and I've gone back to exercising. I'm like, yeah, I can do this with more wisdom now. And I felt the disconnection from God. And so I've been trying to find a true balance again. And it just goes to show that even the things that we think are good for us and that are we can't live without, we can go without them because God can fill that space, especially when they're idols. And God says, you shall have no other gods before me. So I'm just grateful that this program has taught me to make God the center of my life. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Babylonia A. Audrey MP, followed by Liz A. Good morning, Audrey.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Good morning, Team Friday. Good morning to the newcomers and to all my favorite voices that I've heard this morning. Whew, I like that our reading is like two sentences long. And I love what I heard earlier that you know, I am abstinent from my bottom lines for over 30 years, and I'm so grateful that God and all of you have taught me self-love so that I don't have to, you know, put my head in the toilet anymore. And I, you know, I speak to the bulimic when I speak of my recoveredness and how the nutritionist, the food plan, the weighing and measuring the scale on any level right now is just not working for me. And I know in my mind what a portion is. And I know that when I'm connected to God, when I feel good, when I'm smiling through my words, I'm not so smiling right now. I heard it's important to smile through my words and that other people can hear joy when I smile through my words, that I'm not entirely self-reliant. But when I trust God implicitly, when I'm in my second and third step, and my past 2 years have been about working on my second and third step, of course, prayer and meditation. I love the 10th step that we do from the group me. It is such a blessing in my recovery. When I trust God implicitly and I still don't feel well, that is when the work starts for me. That's when I need to pick up the phone. That's when I need to call, get one, or trade in my sponsor. However that works, sponsorship is such a tricky relationship. And I find myself not working under anyone's direction right now except for God and all of you. And it scares me. So there's fear right there. So I love Overeaters Anonymous. I love talking to the newcomer. I love the most my faith, my second and third step, my solid relationship when I am spiritually connected to God. And I love working with the newcomer. I love to hear their resistance, and I love to watch the transformation and all of the things that I see in myself and all of you. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm going to keep coming back. And thank you for giving me a minute this morning, Mo. I pass.
You're welcome. Thank you, Audrey MP. Up next is Liz A, followed by Elaine S. Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Mo. Liz A, recovered in Los Angeles, California. Wow, what a powerful meeting and powerful words. I mean, talk about stressing something, burn the idea. You know, when I first came in, I relied on everyone. I thought I needed to be rescued by someone. Someone's got to be able to, you know, my Prince Charming or somebody has to rescue me from this hell. You know, there's got to be someone who's going to take me, put me somewhere, and heal me. And I just kept counting on that. And it wasn't happening. I tried everyone. I tried everything. And it just wasn't happening. And my brother said to me, Liz, at the end of the day, all you have is yourself and God. And I finally, you know, heard it. And the paradox is that God speaks to me through people. So even when I couldn't trust God, I would hear the faith and the hope in the words of people, not any one in particular that I was going to hang on to, a sponsor's words or nothing like that, more like this meeting, like the words that people are sharing from their heart. And I was able to open my heart, and God just came right into it. He just came right into it as soon as I opened my heart, and I did the work. I did the fourth step and the fifth step and the most powerful step, the ninth step. And that's what has rescued this hopeless compulsive overeater. And I think with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you, Liz A. Up next is Elaine S., followed by Julie K. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, thank you, Mo, and thank you, everybody, for your comments. And it's just what an incredibly powerful meeting. And what this burn the idea, what this reminds me of is, how I do that at meetings, because I'm, thank God, I'm recovered, and how I do that, because I feel the desire so deeply, because I stay recovered by serving God and others, and I want to convey that the feeling that I have, the powerful peacefulness and serenity that I have, and love for God and the open channel. And I do this through my painful experiences, by sharing my painful experiences and how I've overcome them when I'm on outreach calls or at meetings or with a sponsee, that those painful experiences are what will burn the idea in their heads, because they can relate. They've had their own painful experiences. But I have, through God's direction, been able to overcome them, where I'm living in serenity instead of pain. And I'm reminded by, Don B., who I've heard in some recordings talk about how God delights in us. And I didn't understand that at first. I thought, well, yeah, I think God kind of likes me, but delights in us. And then I thought, the more I thought about it and meditated on it, I realized that here I am sitting in an upstairs bedroom looking outside. I'm seeing the ocean. I'm seeing trees. I have eyes that can see. I can speak. I have a brain. I have the ability to love. These are such gifts that God has given me. And yes, God must really delight in me and all of us, which brings me to humility, because it's not only I that can do these things, but every human being in most cases can, you know, has these abilities. And so God delights in all of us. And that makes me value every human being even more. And then the last thing I want to say is another example of how, God loves us and delights in us, and how we can burn the idea into other people's head, is that our most difficult experiences, our most painful experiences, years and years of tremendous loneliness that I had, so many different problems that came up in my life, are now my greatest assets. How incredible is that? I can share these experiences, and they can be useful for another human being. So when we go to God, when we number one, we have to be abstinent. I've been hearing too much at meetings of people sharing that abstinence, you don't have to have complete abstinence. Yes, you do. It's not an option. It's the first step, because as soon as I put something in my mouth, because I've had a number of relapses that is not committed, then I am disconnected by God. I feel the difference. So I come back and I'm here. And thank you all so much. With that, I pass.
And thank you, Elaine S. From California. Julie K. up next.
Good morning, Mo.
Julie.
Thank you so much for your service. This is Julie K. from Connecticut, gratefully recovering by God's grace one day at a time. I'm so grateful I logged on this morning. I'm a 7 a.m. visionary usually, but circumstances had me not able to get on the meeting, and I'm glad I remembered that there was a 10 a.m. as well. You know, I grew up with a God of convenience. When I wanted something, when I needed something, when I needed to get out of, you know, a jam, please God, please God, please God. And that's not faith at all. That's self-reliance with the occasional, you know, awareness that I can't do it alone. And being in this program has really taught me about faith and what that actually means. Because I never knew, I never understood. And I never understood that I actually wanted more faith and spirituality, and I wanted more of a connection to God until more recently. And I had such a profound experience yesterday. It was the funeral of my brother-in-law's mother, and my brother-in-law grew up in a different faith than I did. My wife grew up in a different faith than I did, and I found myself in a church at this funeral with my mother sitting next to me and my wife sitting next to me and, you know, my sister and her whole family in front of me and my brother-in-law. And, you know, I prayed, and I prayed hard. And, you know, I could see out of the corner of my eye my mother sitting there, and I could feel her contempt for what was around her. And I was so grateful for the understanding that a house of worship is a house of worship. My God, your God, God is everywhere for me. My experience of my higher power is it doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter if I'm in a house of worship that's not connected to the religion of my upbringing. You know, I'm not practicing religion when I am putting my faith and my life in the hands of my higher power. I'm practicing spiritual connection. I'm practicing God consciousness. And that, for me, can happen anywhere. And I was really, really grateful for that experience because I feel like the teachings of my upbringing have limited me. I've allowed them to limit me. I've allowed them to make my conception of my higher power small, when really my conception of my higher power is enormous, you know, I heard on a visionary say once, if God were small enough for us to understand, God would not be big enough to solve our problems. And I believe that. That really, really resonated with me. So thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'm just super grateful that I was here with you today. With that, I pass.
And thank you, Julie Kay. Oh, I'm twitched between. We have like 1 minute. Does somebody have a burning desire for a 1 minute share? If not, we'll close the meeting.
Sandy T.
Sandy,
I could share
them all. Go ahead and take. Sandy, take your 1 minute, okay?
Thank you so much. That's all I have to say is been in a horrible relapse, came on this morning at direction of someone, and am so glad that I did, because I heard my Creator's voice coming from all of you telling me the things that I needed to do today to recover and feel like a whole person again. So thank you all for being there, and I'll be back.
Oh, thank you very much, Sandy, for checking in, and stay with us on the line afterwards, greeting newcomers and getting sponsors' names. Thank you, everyone, for your shares. Thank you, those that gave service on this meeting, and here we go. I will now ask, who do we got here? Chanel T. Yeah, to read A Vision for You, page 164. My computer went to sleep and I couldn't wake it up.
I hate it. I hate
okay,
it when that
Chanel.
Happens or when I double mute myself. That's always great, too. Hi, this is Chanel T, and I'm a grateful compulsive eater recovered in Washington State. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. clear away the wreckage of your past, give freely of what you find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Pass.